Welcome to episode 62 of the If Anyone Cares podcast. My name is Riley James. Per usual, we have a guest all show today because we are celebrating a milestone in my life, and why not bring back one of our favorite guests? You guys love her. Every show she's been on, it's been in the top 15 on the listens. Anna Bellinghausen, thank you so much for joining the show again. Anna, how are you?
Good, Riley. Thanks so much for having me. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been forever. We don't really talk outside of this.
I know. These are like our quarterly, yearly catch-ups.
Yeah, like we text and we hit each other on Twitter and Facebook, but this is always nice to get to talk to you on the phone and catch up a little bit.
Definitely.
It's always interesting for me to do podcasts after the sun have gone down because I don't really do these very often when it's like super late at night. So like I'm looking out my window and it's just pure blackness with a couple streetlights, and it's always interesting to do these. So I feel like I'm in the right headspace to go about this, and I appreciate you making time for us later on Monday night.
Of course.
It's very
late night podcasts.
I feel like we need to have like some sort of neon for this episode. It's like a little late night, especially
late night open sign.
Especially since tomorrow is the night I can actually go out legally, apparently. That is, or I guess today, because this is coming out tomorrow. But you get it. Yeah. I want to have you on because it's a big day. I'm turning 21.
Heck yeah. Happy almost birthday. It's about time Riley's legal, honestly.
Yeah. It took me a little bit. I was limping behind you. You turned 21, what, about 7 weeks ago?
Yeah, so it's been fun. You turn into a complete adult, your life just changes, Riley, so be prepared.
So I'm going to wake up tomorrow, or we're podcasting in the future, so I woke up this morning, I'm completely different than I was at time of recording.
Yep.
Gotcha, okay.
Complete change.
Just wanted to make sure. No, but I want to have you on to celebrate. I wanted to have you on because you have done things in your life which have been fantastic. I'm very happy for you. You are now a reporter for the Omaha Storm Chasers, is that right?
Yes, it is right. I joined the Storm Chasers with just about a couple months left in their season. Finished up the swim trials and everything with the Omaha Sports Commission, and then had a little break between events. So I was like, you know, why not look for something else? And then I ended up getting an opportunity with the Omaha Storm Chasers. Big shout out to everyone on that in that crew over there. Their staff is amazing, and they've been more than welcoming to me. Even though I jumped into the season very late, I kind of tried to make the most of it, and I think that we got some really cool things done and a lot of cool content up, and I learned so much. So it's been a ride for sure these past couple months.
I have been so pleased with watching you on the internet do a bunch of really cool things. And one thing that stuck out to me is there is a little girl in the crowd that you went and dapped up, and I'm assuming talked to for a few minutes. That is such a great thing, and I was so happy to see you encouraging other people, especially women in sports. Can you talk about that moment for a second?
Yeah, so that was kind of funny how that happened. I'm usually on the field pregame, just kind of getting Instagram videos and whatnot of the warmups, players interacting with fans. And so one of our players, Eric Mejia, he's one of our third basemen, awesome player, awesome guy. He was trying to throw a baseball actually over to a little girl after he was done warming up with it. And I was just standing there in between the field and stands. And Eric like didn't want to like toss this ball really hard at this little girl. Like he just wanted to get it to her safely, but he had to go run into the dugout. So he kind of motioned at her a little bit and pointed at her and then tossed the ball over to me. And so I turn around and there's a bunch of tons of little boys just screaming their heads off for this baseball. And then obviously I look at the little girl, she's I don't know, probably elementary school age and a little shy, and I point at her and I'm like, you're like here. And so I handed out the baseball to her and my good friend Sydney Schneider, who was photographing the game that day, caught that moment. And I didn't know that she caught the moment, but I like turned around and looked at her because she was near me and she was just like, you're going to love me. And I was like, oh my gosh, no, he did not. So she got the pictures of me handing this girl a baseball and just kind of saying hello really quickly. And it was a really special moment for me and kind of took me full circle because I grew up going to games at Warner Park where the Storm Chasers play at. And, you know, I was that little girl in the stands looking out onto the field with all these players and hoping to catch a baseball or meet one of the guys and take a picture, get an autograph. So it was like, it was a full circle moment for me to be on that field handing a baseball over to a little girl. While it's a very small gesture, it's big because that's representation. I mean, that little girl sees a woman out there working. I mean, there's multiple women on the field working, which is awesome. And just seeing that in a man's sport, which is baseball, is huge because, you know, representation matters so much. And that little girl knows now that she belongs on that field too. You know, it's not just the stands or watching from home. It's that you can make that dream come true if that's something that you're interested in. And it's not just a man's sport. It's baseball's for everyone. And that was one of the captions I used when I shared the pictures. That's true. Baseball is for everyone. It does not discriminate with who can be a fan of it. And I think that growing up, I was pretty much one of the only like younger girls there that was really into the game. And it was tougher, and I couldn't share my love of baseball with as many people because, I mean, I was a young little girl. I didn't really relate to the boys that I was, you know, near and hanging out with and those friends that I would go to games with. I mean, it's just different. So seeing women out there that, you know, look like you and act like how you want to act, and it's just amazing to see, and that moment was really special and definitely something I'll never forget.
No, it was amazing to see, and we've seen so many great gestures from women in sports the last couple of weeks, you know, especially in baseball. You had the the women from the Baltimore Orioles point out that girl with the little girl with the sign, and they got to meet after the game, and that was awesome. And baseball seemingly so has been really pushing the narrative that, yeah, baseball is for everyone, and there's going to be an all-female broadcast crew on ESPN in a few weeks. So I am so appreciative of these sports leagues and these sports teams pushing this on, because look, it's easy for me, and you and I have talked about this before. We talked about this at length. It's easy for me as a guy to go and start a sports podcast or be on camera doing Major League Soccer or do anything, and people are going to say, okay, yeah, no, he's the guy for the job, when there are people who are women that are better at this than I am and more qualified, but I'm going to get the job in a traditional setting, and you guys are changing that standard and really pushing this forward. So I'm grateful for people like you to have in my life and to have, I mean, this stuff on the internet and what you guys are doing is incredible. Especially what you've done over at UNO and what you continue to do with the Storm Chasers. It's awesome, Anna. I am so incredibly proud of you.
Yeah, I know. I really do appreciate that, Riley. And just that you're so aware of the fact that it is easier for guys to be in sports. I mean, that's no secret, but it's a difference when the guys are aware and they can understand that, hey, maybe I should reach out to these women that I work with a little bit more, or make sure that they feel comfortable, or make sure that nothing weird's happening to them. You know, it's those people that really make the difference, because women can do, I mean, everything we want to advocate for ourselves, but I think the real change happens when the men get involved as well and we're all on the same page.
Yeah, that's one thing we need a lot more of, and that's one thing. It seems like it's changing. I mean, it seems like we're getting more women into higher places because people are saying things and making those adjustments. So it's awesome to see, and that's part of, I mean, you're benefiting from that. You're benefiting from more exposure. You're benefiting from these women at ESPN and Fox that are making huge moves and doing these things. So it's awesome. I'm very incredibly happy for you. I'm proud again. I'm very proud of you. But nevertheless, I want to talk about you, and I want to catch you up. I want to chat. You are still in school, I'm finding out. You actually got out of class 30 minutes ago, so I want to talk about that. How is school going? How is the finishing up process of your education, Anna?
That's funny. I was in one of my favorite classes actually just a little bit ago. It's called Relaxation Techniques. It's one of those classes right at the end of your college career that you just kind of need for a credit, just to fill in time and fill in hours to, you know, graduate. So I picked one of the classes, relaxation techniques, because what's better than a 2-hour class where all you do is learn how to relax and breathe and meditate? So that's been a fun thing to learn. I mean, definitely not your traditional class, but it's also over Zoom, which is really funny to me because, like, I don't know, you think of like a yoga instructor, like you're obviously in person, but this class is over Zoom. So we kind of look ridiculous, like all in our little squares on the Zoom call, but it's actually really fun and very beneficial just because, you know, we're busy people and it's important to take time to relax for yourself. But yeah, other than that, school's been going great. I'm definitely excited to graduate, but I am not taking this year for granted. Just making every relationship I can at school with these students. And I mean, it's been a pleasure to learn from my peers and teach them and stepping up into bigger roles. I'm now the general manager with MavRadio.fm and just being able to put myself in those leadership positions for my final senior year. It's special just to have kind of worked my way up to be that, because I remember that freshman or sophomore year just not being sure of myself and wondering, you know, what am I going to do here? So it's nice being that leader now, so I can take people under my wing and teach them what I've done and give them tools that they can use to be successful. So it's been fun. And I mean, we're just wrapping up these last two semesters. I think we're about halfway through my first semester of senior year. So it's been fun and it's a process, but I'm excited to take what I've learned at school and use it in real life more than I've ever done before whenever I get that first full-time job.
No, I just signed on my first job post-graduation and it's wild to sit down and do the same exact thing I went to school for 2.5 years. Like I have a bachelor's degree in this, like sports casting. So if I fail, I don't really have a backup plan, which is very interesting. But because sports casting is very, like, it's, you can't do much else with a sports casting degree. No, but like I'm sitting down doing this same exact thing, but it kind of goes back to the old thing with what coaches and players talk about. It's like practice is much harder than the actual game. Like what I did in college was so much more difficult and so much more stressful than what I do now. Like what I do now is it's easy. And I think that's part of what my education provided me. And I think it's doing the same thing for you. Cause I've seen you, you've been on the show 3 years in a row, 19, 20, and 21. This is not new for you to come on the show. And I certainly appreciate all the time that you've given us over the years, but the progression of how you have changed and the maturity level and how you handle questions and being interviewed and interviewing someone else, and you can see it in your reels. I mean, you go through your reels at UNO and what you post on Twitter, you can see a change. And I think that's like that for all of us. I saw that in myself from the first time I stepped on a field when I was 16 to now. I look at that kid, it's like, that kid sucked. Right, who let him do that? But it's all part of the process. And I think what you have been able to do is quite remarkable. And you know, it's something to say about UNO, and I think it's something to say about Full Sail that these two universities are pushing this and making it really challenging for these kids in school. But you're also taking a class where you have to sit back and relax. Like I took a psychology of play class. Like, hey, make sure you have time to sit back and play video games or run or breed or whatever you do to relax. Like I had the same thing, but it was very early in my college, which is interesting. So, I mean, it's a testament to the universities. It's also a testament to you and I. It's been really weird to kind of you. I feel like you and I have grown up together, essentially.
Yeah, no, literally.
So it's been fun to see, but I'm happy for you. You graduate in December. You graduate in May.
It'll be May.
Okay, so that'll be a fun time. 2022 it'll be awesome.
Yep.
Are you gonna pursue? I know everyone asked this because I got the same questions when I graduated. Are you gonna pursue education beyond your bachelor's?
You know, definitely right away I will not, but if life kind of leads me to that at one point, I wouldn't be completely closed off to that. But I think right now my biggest, like, my biggest thing is just getting into the field and getting my hands on whatever project I can get in with. And I think that's my main priority right now, is getting a job, getting a full-time job with a team or a broadcasting company, just something like that. I think that'll be my first step. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that go back to school eventually, so I wouldn't be opposed.
Well, I know a great one down in Baton Rouge that could certainly use all of your money. No, I would probably go to school in Nebraska if I were you. But the idea of the whole like education beyond education thing is wild. Like I don't want to go back right now. I graduated at 20. I'm good. I've had a pretty good run after of like, I didn't have a job for the summer. So it's just kind of like, yeah, I write over here for 5 hours a week. I do, if anyone cares, an R&R, but like, I'm hanging out. Like, it was fun to just do nothing all summer. Are you going to take a little bit of a break? Like, you're going to decompress a little bit?
Honestly, Riley, knowing myself, I definitely won't. I kind of just thrive on being busy and keeping myself full of things to do. I think even if I tried to not do anything, I would still end up wanting to be involved with something. So might as well not even try.
Hey, what about that relaxation class, Anna?
So yeah, so I need to go back to that class, obviously.
That's hilarious. No, but that relaxation class is certainly needed for reporters, because reporters are the most insane people in the world, other than baseball catchers. I mean, those guys are insane. To sit back there and have 100 mile per hour fastballs thrown at you while you're wearing like these pads and these guards that are kind of good, but it's wild.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah, no, it's not for me. I played third base and I wasn't very good. That's why I do this. Nevertheless, no, but it's good, Anna. Graduating is very interesting, because like you want to be happy and you are happy, but it's like, all right, I have to actually do this now. Like I can't. There's no comfort of school, because like for me it was, I had this routine I did every day. It was wake up, coffee, maybe like 30 minutes of a show to kind of get me going, and then like I'm going in for 3 or 4 hours, taking a little bit of break, then 3 or 4 more hours, and then I'm done. You don't have the routine of school anymore to kind of lean back on. You have to be an adult now. Do you have any fear going into life?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is, because being a student, like, you always have that card to pull, like, oh, I can't do this because I'm in school, or, you know, like, it's like, oh, I have class, I can't do that. Which I love having that right now, because it helps me put up boundaries with work. And, you know, this time is dedicated to school and I put that first. And so once that's kind of gone come May, I think it's going to be a challenge for me, because then it's, oh no, like work is work. Like my days are full of work and whatnot. I just don't want to get lost in my career too much to where I forget to, you know, write my own story. And I'm too busy writing other people. So it's like something that we all need to keep in mind, just to make sure that you're living your life too, and you're still making time for yourself and your friends and your family, because those are big values of myself. Just making sure that, you know, you're checking up on not only yourself, but those people that mean the most to you in your life. So I never want to get too caught up with my career, with trying to advance to a certain spot, because, you know, there's bigger things, and there's always going to be some occasion that'll set you back and say, whoa, like, you know, this isn't what it's all about. So I'm kind of waiting for something like that to happen. And, you know, I'm trying to be prepared for that moment as much as I can be. So it's definitely a challenge, and I'm sure you've faced this too, but it's nice that you had, you know, that summer off to really relax and reboot. So I definitely will take some weeks off and stuff before starting a job, but yeah, I would say my biggest fear would be just kind of getting too caught up with work and whatnot and not paying attention to other things.
Yeah, I glorify and kind of romanticize that summer a little bit. There were some bad nights worried about, like, yeah, this summer plan is really great, but do I actually have a plan to be able to get a job in August? And I didn't. And I didn't sign a contract until September 15th. So 6 weeks of like, what am I doing? How am I going to do this? All these different things. So look, it doesn't always go to plan, and it seems like you're already pretty well connected with Omaha and the Storm Chasers and all the things that you've done in the past. Just one of the things that was told to me, and look at me giving advice, and I signed a contract 2 weeks ago. I was in a bad spot 3 weeks ago. I'm giving advice now. Look, anything can change in 21 days. But like, you know, you just gotta be patient with it. And whether you get the full-time opportunity right out of college to be with the Storm Chasers, if that's something you want to do, I say take it. You know, you can work your way up the ladder just like those minor league guys are trying to get to the Royals. It's kind of an interesting thing because it parallels in a lot of ways. As you, you're with a minor league team to get to a major league team. And it's great. And you're in a fortunate spot because you have a professional baseball team in your hometown. Like, that's wild. Like, we don't have that here. It's not an opportunity I had to go to Houston, which is given only 2 hours, but 4 hours round trip every week was it sucked after a while. So just, you know, be patient with everything and take a few weeks. You know, this job is hard and it takes a lot out of you. So that's my advice to you, but I'm not one to give advice. I'm not in any position for you to listen to me other than the fact that I dealt with the same thing very recently. So, you know, do what you think is best because it seems to be going well for you, Anna.
I appreciate it, Riley. No, I appreciate all your advice. It's a good reminder.
Yeah, you take some advice from some 20-year-old, or I guess 21-year-old at time of release. Let's go.
21.
I'll probably be eating steak in a few hours. It'd be awesome. What'd you do for your 21st? Let's go there.
So I went to Kansas City. And
the land of dreams, by the way, Kansas City.
The land of dreams. So Omaha is like not the biggest city in the world, but it's not the smallest. It's pretty, like, for Midwest cities, I don't know what it ranks exactly. I think we're the 46th biggest city in the United States. I'm pretty sure I just actually looked that up a bit ago. But Kansas City is kind of like the closest big city to Omaha. So they have this really cool place called the Power and Light District. And Omaha has, like, a toned-down version of that called the Capital District. I mean, you just can't compete with KC, though, if you're Omaha quite yet. But me and some friends went down there, and some other guys had a birthday in their friend group, so we all kind of combined into one and stayed at hotels near each other and all met up for dinner and whatnot and went out afterwards. It was really fun, and KC, don't sleep on it. It's a good city.
I know.
It had some barbecue, too, yeah.
Yeah, no, the KC barbecue is what I've heard to be the best barbecue. Everyone says that about their own city, but I'm siding with Kansas City. It was on my short list of places to go and still is. Kansas City is a lovely little town in either Kansas or Missouri. One of the two. Actually, both.
same thing. I'm sure the natives are very particular about which side. I think I was in KCMO, but I'm pretty sure I was in the Missouri side, but I'm sure that's a hot topic down there.
Yeah, no, one of my favorite tweets from Minnesota United, the soccer club that represents Minneapolis and St. Paul, is they played Sporting Kansas City pretty recently, and their Twitter person is amazing, whoever it is. I'm still have yet to meet them, despite their many trips to Houston. They tweeted, we made it. I don't know if we're in Kansas or Missouri, but we made it. I think that's hilarious. It's incredible. Including a person on the show who lives in Kansas City and won't even say what side of the state they live on because it causes too much controversy. Like, people get so worked up about it. Don't put a city on a state line if it's going to cause this much trouble. Gosh, I drove through Nebraska or Omaha, and Omaha's 5 minutes away from what other state? What is it, Iowa?
Iowa, yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
we got a bridge that you can put both feet or 1 foot in each state.
Why, though?
I don't know. River, it's the river. That's why.
The early settlers of Omaha, because this is what we do when we get together, is we just come up with random things that might have happened. The early settlers of Omaha is like, okay, we're right by a water source, so we can get our things shipped in on a boat. Like that's how major cities start, is they find a water source so they can have a reliable place to be able to drink, and then they can ship supplies down the canal.
And this is why we have issues with Iowa too.
Oh yeah, you guys do hate Iowa.
Yeah, a lot of corned beef.
Yeah, you guys are the Corn Huskers though. Like that's your thing.
Nebraska, yeah, we own the Cornhusker name, but there's a lot of controversy about whose corn is better, but I'm going to say Nebraska, obviously, but...
Yeah, and you guys, you hate each other in football, too, which is really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nebraska and Iowa do not get along, but that'll be for a later date to decide. Nebraska and Iowa play in the Black Friday game as usual, so we'll see around Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's rivalry week?
Yep.
That's awesome. I think I've watched that many times on Black Friday and just never realized it.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. I mean, I don't go to Lincoln, but that's kind of the week that it's no black or yellow is allowed on campus, so.
That's awesome. I love college football rivalries. It's the best thing in the world. We have Texas A&M that week down here at LSU, and maroon's a stupid color, but we won't get into it. by the way, I looked it up because I got curious. You said you live in the 46th or 47th largest city in America?
Yeah, I think it's the 46th.
Yeah, I live in the 453rd largest city in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, quite a disparity. We are fifth in Louisiana, though. Shout out. New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, and Lafayette have us beat. But here we are.
There you go. Yeah. You're up there.
Hey, our team, though, or McNeese State, you might remember not very fondly, almost beat your Nebraska Cornhuskers 1 year, which was interesting.
Yep. Yeah. I do recall that. I do recall that.
Amir Abdullah had that magical run, and now he plays in the NFL for one of the 32 teams.
I want to say he was with the Vikings, I'm pretty sure.
He was with Minnesota for a long time. I don't think he is anymore.
I don't know if he's still with them. Maybe Detroit now.
Yeah, one of the teams. Just one of them. Just pick one. He's probably on there.
Just one.
Yeah, he's the Ryan Fitzpatrick of running backs. He's been on everyone. Nevertheless. No, I was always very curious about Nebraska and Iowa, and now I know. But yeah, no, I drove past your city, and we haven't talked about it since. I went to Montana, as everyone knows. I've talked about it on the show quite a bit. We did a show from Montana, which was interesting. And I ate breakfast right outside of your beloved state. I think we were in Nebraska for 30 seconds, and we had to cross back into Iowa, and I saw that bridge.
Yep.
What is that bridge called? What is that river called?
It's the Missouri River, and then there's the pedestrian bridge that goes over it. It's like the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge, and that's what I was talking about that has the line. But are you talking about the interstate bridge or the one that just goes over the river?
To be honest with you, it was 5:30 in the morning, and I hadn't slept, so I can't tell you for sure.
It might have, if it was 5:30 in the morning, it might have been dark out. So the Bob Carey Bridge, the one where you can put your feet in different states, that one lights up really, real nice and pretty. So I'm sure it was that one.
Because I vaguely remember stopping in Kansas City and eating. And then we drove and drove and drove and ended up, my friend Jordan Sermon, who's been on the show before, he's like, hey guys, look out the window, you're in Nebraska. And then we quickly turned back to Iowa. He's like, hey,
you should have stayed in Nebraska longer.
Yeah, I know. I've been in your state for 30 seconds, Anna, but how long have you been in Louisiana in your life?
Zero.
Exactly. So I got you beat. I was closer to you than you have been to me.
There you go.
Yeah. Still need to get you down for an LSU game.
Seriously, I need to experience that atmosphere.
Yeah. We got some pretty good home games coming up, and we're open back up 100%.
There you go.
It's a good time. We'll talk about that off air. Nevertheless, I want a few more things to get to with you. First off, I should have promoted this off the top, and I'll probably add it in later. How can people find you on the internet since you do all this work now for the internet?
Oh, the internet. So you can reach me at Anna, Anna Ell Media Shout out Riley for helping me change my handle.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like freshman year or something, sophomore year. Yeah, that's my Twitter handle. And then Instagram's at Anna Marie Bell. Yeah, that's where you can kind of find me. And also at Women in Media UNO. I'm pretty active on that account, helping spread the word about whatever's going on. And our guest that we have coming. And honestly, any student listening can totally join those or open to anyone. And yeah, at MAV Radio UNO, that's another good one to see all the work that our students do.
Yeah, no. Go check that out. She does fantastic stuff. She has a lot more Twitter followers than me. She's also better at the internet than I am, so go check her out. Yeah, that was a fun time when we were trying to figure out what you should do as your Twitter handle.
I went through a lot of ideas.
Yeah, Annabelle on TV is still one of my favorites, but you didn't like that one. But like, it's so weird because like, you don't want to say your name's Annabelle, and that was your biggest thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. And by the way, it's spelled Anna, not Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-N-A.
A-N-A, not A-A, or A-N-N-A. Yeah, it's the same letters, but you just add one more. It's a wild thing. But your last name, we talked about it a couple times, it's German, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that is gonna be a fun one to have to tell people. Cause have you struggled with that? People not knowing how to pronounce your last name?
Yeah, I mean,
because I did
always growing up, like Bellinghausen. I mean, once you keep saying it, like it kind of makes sense of how you sound it out as how it looks. Like there's not any like really conflicting letters in there. But yeah, no, growing up it was hard. I think it took me like until definitely first grade or kindergarten to be able to spell it all out. Like I like honestly remember like practicing my last name, and like all the teachers were probably like, oh no, like this is gonna take a while. But yeah. Luckily I have a short first name, so it's not too hard. I can't imagine if my first name was also really long, that would be a tough road. But hopefully I'll get to the point where everyone knows how to pronounce my last name, and so we won't have that issue, Riley.
Yeah.
Yours is too easy, though.
Yeah, I made mine too easy. That's not my real name. But see, that's why I'm surprised you didn't go with something like a stage name.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I always wanted to keep it. I don't know. Just be myself.
Be yourself. No, mine's like, no, I made sure mine, R-I-L-E-Y-J-A-M-E-S, 5 letters in, 5 letters out, 10 letters combined, 3 syllables, let's call it a day. You don't need to know. You don't even, half the people don't know I'm from Louisiana unless I talk about it. I mean, it's just one of those things where like, my last name doesn't end in an X, so people don't know what to do with me.
That's funny.
My last name isn't Thibodeau or Godshaw, so they don't know. It's wild. No, because I mean, I didn't know how to pronounce your last name when we first met.
Yeah, I mean, no, not uncommon at all.
That was a wild thing, though. Is what I DM'd you on Tuesday, and you're on my show on Friday. That first time,
yeah,
that was
It was a quick turnaround. It was like, all right, let's do it. I'm always up for things like this, so it's been fun.
That was a reckless decision by us.
It was reckless. Whatever. I mean, you can't kidnap me through a podcast, so. I mean, what's the worst? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? So.
We have a bad show, and you never talk to me again. I feel like we had a good show. That was a good time. The second one was much better. 34 was much better.
Definitely.
Talked about, that was a fun show. We talked about your name for probably 40 minutes, and then we talked about random minor league baseball teams.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's funny because now I work in minor league baseball.
With a weird name.
Yeah. With an uncommon name. And my name's also uncommon. So things just work out like that.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to listen to all these when like we're like 45 or something, maybe 50. And we're like, what the heck were we talking about? None of it's going to make sense to us probably, but.
You know, I think.
It'll be fun to look back.
I think this internet thing is a fad. I don't think it's going to last very long. I don't think we'll have podcasts in 2050.
Yeah, they'll like be telegrams on your phone that just like pop up. Actually, we probably won't even have phones. They'll just be like in our eyes.
Glasses that we'll have.
Yeah, like contacts. That's just your whole entire phone. Like I don't know. I watch Black Mirror sometimes, so I should stop speculating.
No, it's funny though because we're talking about Anna and Anna. I told Siri, because I had my AirPods in, and you know, Siri just does whatever. You know Siri. Siri is a friend of everyone. And I said, hey, Siri, can you call Anna Bellinghausen on FaceTime audio? And she's like, yeah, calling Anna Bellinghausen. I'm like, I can't. We're talking about all these technological advancements. And the fact that we're even podcasting right now, I'm not sure how this works. Because I plug a microphone into a thing, and I plug that thing into the USB-C port on my laptop. And now I see blue lines that you told me what they're called, and I still don't know what they're called before the show. And like, we just make content, and then I post it somewhere, and people can listen to it. I don't know how any of it works.
It's crazy.
And the fact that all of this is happening, but I can't get my phone to pronounce your name correctly, it's wild. It's so freaking stupid.
Someday, Riley. But yeah, for now, Siri refers to me as Anna, whatever. I'm over it.
Does your Siri have that problem? Does your Siri call you Anna?
I mean, I don't know. I think so, yeah. I mean,
that's a wild thing.
I need to make Siri, like, I need to, like, train her or something. There might be a program for that.
That's awesome. Something else I remember from, I think it was 34, because you were on pretty quick succession from 31 to 34. It was quick. Like, we got super close super quick, which is always fun. You were doodling your name. Do you still do that? Do you still, like, just sign your own autograph all over your homework?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm bored. Whenever, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's a fun doodle to do. I don't know. If you don't, like, practice your name signature, I don't trust you. It's, like, I feel like everyone does it.
So, when I was in high school, which was not that long ago, I graduated in 2018. When I was in high school, I used my legal name for a lot of things, because you can't put a stage name on your homework and on your tests. So, like, I would do it in cursive no matter what. When I signed my name, it was in cursive. Much to my teacher's dismay, they hated it, but nevertheless, how I learned to write my name was in cursive. And I realized once I got into the professional world, I had to sign autographs. And I signed my first autograph, which was very interesting. With the name Riley James, I'm like, I don't know how to do James in cursive. I've never written it before. And now I'm self-conscious about it. And I thought back to you just doing Anna Bellinghausen a million times on that notepad, and you sent me the photo of it via text. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Like, I thought back and I panicked. I'm like, I don't know. One, I can barely spell James, like spelling it out, because I've never had to before, because it was always my last name. And then, like, I panicked, and I thought about that moment. I just wanted to make sure you still do that, because it's a very valuable thing, because you're going to sign a million autographs one day, because you're going to have 2 million Twitter followers, you're going to forget who I am, and you're going to be a huge star, Anna.
You know, Riley, I won't forget who you are, but yes, that's the goal. I'm hoping to sign a little autograph for somebody doesn't know me in the next, like, 5 years. Let's give it 5 years.
Yeah, no, you're gonna sign an autograph for a little girl, and your friend's going to capture it on camera for 2 seconds, and it's going to live forever.
And it's probably going to be Sydney, too.
That's awesome. But no, you're going to know who I am, but you're not going to have time for my show anymore.
Oh, I'll make sure. ESPN, I got to go. I got to get on Riley's podcast.
Look, hopefully this podcast is picked up by a larger network in the next 5 years. We got to do this like at least one yearly check-in for the remainder of the 5 years that we're talking about this to see if this is actually going. Because
I'll send you a text right away when it happens. And you do the same for me.
No, I got to.
Anytime that happens.
Well, it seems like we keep congratulating each other on new things every couple months. Like, you'll reply to my Instagram story. I reply to yours all the time because you do awesome things all the time. It seems like you're doing something different every week, which is great. And
that's true.
Like, it's insane. So, no, I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Shout out for you keeping up with me. I don't know how anyone does it. My parents don't know half the things I do. They just, like, just goes right over their head when I tell them sometimes. I'm like, you know, it's okay. They support me, whatever. They don't need to know all the ins and outs, but Riley, yeah, no, you're so supportive. I always love when you slide up or anything. It seriously, it means a lot.
Yeah, no, Miss Angie, poor Miss Angie is trying to do her best to congratulate you on Facebook.
I text my mom, I'm like, do not post this on Facebook. I literally have to, like, mom, don't.
Because me and your mom are friends for some reason. I've never met your mother. I would love your mother. Your mother and I are already friends. I can't wait to meet
you. You guys would get along, yeah.
Can't wait to meet your mom, Anna. As weird as that sounds. All right, that's another great edition of If Anyone Cares. This is such a dumb show. No, but in all seriousness, it's awesome. No, I'm just trying to keep up with everything you're doing is a full-time job in itself. But no, we're both going to, like I said, we grew up together. We're both going to go our own separate ways, and it's going to be awesome to kind of watch our... I'm sure it's going to be awesome for you to watch me. It's going to be awesome for me to watch you. And the end goal is hosting a show together on ESPN2.
I think we can do it. We're on a good path already.
Yeah.
With these podcasts.
At ESPN. We're going to start on ESPN2. We know how it works. We might even start on ESPN News because that's like the lowest level ESPN. But we're going to get there. Me and Anna. The dichotomy of sports. Already got the name. Let's go.
we have a lot of podcast idea names, or we thought of a bunch for myself too, I think.
Yeah, the Bell of the Ball. I still think that's the best.
The Bell
one.
Of the Ball, that one's good. So like, we're kind of set, honestly, with podcasts and show names. We just need to bring it into fruition here soon.
Yeah, and I think it'd be awesome to host a show with you. You just gotta get time. You don't have any time.
I know. I am busy, but. I think, you know, once the school goes away, I think that I'll find myself having a little bit more time, and picking up new projects like that will be a lot more of interest. And yeah, stay tuned. Folks.
Yeah, me and Anna might host a podcast next football season.
Seriously.
Who's to say? Dichotomy of Sports with Anna and Riley, because your name goes first because of the alphabetical order.
I love that.
Yeah, we just got to figure out who's going to talk first. That's always an interesting thing.
The intros can always. You always got to figure out who's doing the intro because you don't want to be stumbling over each other.
Yeah.
I think we'll figure it out.
Maybe so. Anna, we have a heart out in about, I guess, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I told you 45 minutes. I'm going to keep to my word. One thing we always do, as you know, you've been through it before, is the lightning round, 5 to 7 random questions. Answer in 10 seconds or less. Are you ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay. You tend to be very good at this game, so I'm very excited to see.
I like just like sat up in my chair a little bit more. I'm ready.
Okay. Oh man, that's funny. All right. If you're guaranteed to be successful in a different profession, what would you do?
Ooh, I would definitely be an athlete. Sports. Probably like basketball or maybe track too. That could be fun. Definitely a successful athlete.
I could never fail in. I figured you were going track because I mean that's kind of your background, isn't it?
Yeah, but basketball was definitely my first. Like that was like I thought I was gonna, you know, play college basketball growing up and go to the WNBA. Obviously, took a little turn there, but basketball was my first love for sure for my athletic career. But yeah, track or basketball, I think that'd be fun to compete in either of those and be good at those.
I mean, world-class All-American track athlete Anna Bellinghausen on this show. If you could shop at one store for free, what would it be?
Ooh, oh my gosh. Well, I would love to do, I mean, there's so many designer brands to pick from, but honestly, I'm going to go H&M because I just absolutely love their business casual things. Or Zara. They also have really cute business stuff. I'm a sucker for blazers. So, definitely either of those.
Yeah, no blazers. It's weird to see the trend with fashion now of, like the business casual or the kind of the dressy casual with the blazers and like a t-shirt underneath. That's been one of my favorite trends in fashion. So it's good to hear that you're developing a fondness for that as well. A couple more things. You and I travel a lot. We're reporters. We get sent on assignments to do stuff. What's the first thing you get? First thing you do when you get home from a trip?
Not unpack. I literally, like, I'm looking at my suitcase right now from Arizona, and I went September 12th.
For the folks keeping track at home, at the day of release, that's 16 days ago.
Like, most of the stuff's out, but I'm not going to put the suitcase away. Like, I just left it in my room. Like, why? Because I know I'm going on a trip again soon, so it's like, you know how people, like, put them in storage places or, like, down in the depths of their basement? Like, just leave it. Like, you know you're going to use it again soon. So, yeah, that's my hot take for vacations. Just leave the suitcase out. Who cares?
Yeah, no, I got mine right here next to my closet door.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to use it again in about 2 weeks. So.
Exactly. Make it easier on yourself.
What are your pet peeves, Anna?
I don't really know.
Wait, hold on. I've been, like, I love the little chuckle right before, like, you're about to deliver a fire answer.
So, it's funny you ask me that because, like, I had to fill out a, like, get-to-know-you form thing for, like, a job I had early in college at a shoe store, and one of the questions was pet peeve, and I honestly just put, like, loud chewing because I could not think of one, and, like, honestly, loud chewing doesn't really bother me. I'm like, I don't really get bothered by that. So, like, I totally lied and just made that up because I couldn't think of a pet peeve, which I'm sure there are some that I'm just not thinking of. But off the top of my head, I don't really have any crazy pet peeves that I can, like, point out.
You have to, I guess, one, like, really minor thing that just pisses you off, Anna. There has to be one thing.
Let me think. This is definitely longer than 10 seconds, but...
Yeah, well, the rules were never a priority in this segment anyways.
Okay, I'm looking down, and I'm looking at my shoes right now, and I've got to say dirty shoes. Dirty shoes bother me, especially when people put them on things that they shouldn't be on, like tables and stuff. Like, if you set your dirty shoes on anything other than, like, the floor, I think that's gross.
Oh, so, like, you're a big, you're going to... feel weird about people putting their shoes on the couch.
Yeah, like, yes, that's gross.
Oh no, I feel the same way.
Or, like, if you wear your shoes in your bed, like, if you were to put your shoe on your bed, that's disgusting.
I mean, I guess, yeah, okay, I agree.
Dirty shoes. Dirty. You know how many things get on shoes? I don't even want to know.
Yeah, no, I don't even want to guess. Okay, I guess we're way over time now, but it doesn't matter.
It's okay. That was my fault. I should have prepared a pet peeves because I seriously have been faced with this question many times, and I don't even know. I'm going to think of a better one next time, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll text me, and I'll tweet it.
Better pet peeves. So I'm going to have people tweet at me pet peeves, and I can just pick one.
You know it has to annoy you, right? It can't just be a list of things that bother people.
Hey, actually, no. Riley, this is my answer. My biggest pet peeve, and please just, like, cut this. This is the only thing. My biggest pet peeve is people asking me what my biggest pet peeve is. That is my biggest pet peeve. And end of story. That is it. That's what I'm going with for the rest of my life. And I wish I would have thought of that back when I worked at that shoe place so I could put that, because it, like, those signs were, like, hung up around the store of, like, just to get to know the employees. So I wish the biggest pet peeve said people asking me my biggest pet peeve.
My biggest pet peeve is guests on my show not just being extremely difficult. That's besides the point. That's not about you. That's about anyone. Anyways, moving on. I got two more. I'm sorry. Really, my biggest pet peeve is other people asking me about my pet peeve. That's absurd. That's the most cop-out answer. One, that's the most creative cop-out answer I've ever heard in my life.
And that took me a while to get, too. So, like, it's true. It's true now.
What trait do you like most about yourself, Anna, other than the fact that the pet peeve thing? You know, just go ahead and talk.
My favorite trait about myself?
Yes. What's your favorite trait about Anna Bellinghausen?
My favorite trait about myself is probably just how, like, laid back and relaxed I am. I think that's what people appreciate about me most is that while I get my work done, I'm also able to kind of sit back and hang out and chill. I'm not type A really with, I'm type A more so with work, but like just my personality in general is very laid back and chill. So I think people appreciate that the most.
Yeah, no, I've never heard you riled up ever. And we've talked a lot.
Like, it takes a lot, obviously. It does.
Like, I'll throw a few jabs at you over text messages about the Vikings, and you're just like, yeah, it's whatever.
I can't defend that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't text you after that missed field goal for a good reason.
that one was just brutal.
That was too much of a low blow. Last but not least, and we can get you out of here because you promised me 30. I said 45. You said cool, and it's 50. So awesome. What sound do you love the most, Anna?
Sound.
Makes you think.
I actually really do enjoy the sound that the Twitter feed makes when you, like, it goes that. That's what, I honestly love that sound. Like, when I'm bored, I'll just, like, do that over and over again.
Oh, man, that's... I never have my phone turned on, like, the ringer turned on, so I rarely ever hear it.
No, it's, like, it's kind of, like, relaxing. Like, I love it. It's, like, a little whoosh and then a pop. It's perfect. Shout out whoever made that at Twitter.
Is that your... Is that one of the things you raise your hand on Zoom? It's like, hey, what relaxes you? The thing on Twitter goes.
It seems like an unhealthy thing to like enjoy, but yeah, no, that's a great sound, honestly.
Can you do it one more time for us? Because I can't do it as well as you.
Yeah, I can. I think I got it down pretty well. Like I literally listen to it all the time.
When you're having a stressful day at work, you just open, you pop your AirPods in, first off, and then you just keep doing that. You keep scrolling down on Twitter.
People are like, what are you doing? Like, I'm just trying to relax.
It keeps popping up new tweets, and you don't care. You're just trying to get back to the top.
I'm literally going to open up Twitter right after this call and listen.
That's one of my favorite things. I'm so happy we did this, Anna. Thank you so much for making time. Again, one more time, where can people find you on the internet and where can people consume the things that you do?
Yeah, at Annabelle Media on Twitter, and that's A-N-A for all you people out there. No double N's, just one N, little German thing we got going on. But and then Instagram at Anna Marie Bell. And that's kind of where you can find my personals, and then at Women in Media, UNO, and then at Mav Radio, UNO is where you can find all the other work for our student groups there at school.
Anna Bellinghausen, you are a gem. You are so welcomed on this show anytime. We are so incredibly thankful to have you, and I anticipate this is going to be another top 15 show from you. So again, thank you so much for the time. We are so appreciative that you decide to be a friend of the show.
Of course, Riley. Thank you. Every time is a blast. So I appreciate you taking the time to have me on and keep inviting me back. I love it.
Yeah. No, it took a little bit to get you on. You're a busy gal now. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. And on the line from Omaha, Nebraska, I didn't do that for the show. I probably should have, is Anna Bellinghausen. And for Anna Bellinghausen, I'm Riley James, if anyone cares.